So my research is effect of narrow bandwidth light emitting diodes on petunia and spathiphyllum. So everyone in the room is well known about the fact that the growth and development of a plant is governed by both genetic and environmental factors, where environmental factors consist of biotic and abiotic factors. Among the various abiotic factors, light is one of the most important one, and all of you in the room also know that it is important for the process of photosynthesis, and which is important for making food in plants. So light quality, duration, and intensity, all of the three components are equally important for the growth of the plant. Among the three components, I am mostly focused on the quality of light. So when we grow the plants in a natural environment, the source of light is solar radiation, whereas when we grow our plants in controlled environment, electric lights are necessary to fulfill the plant light requirements. And mostly in winter season and also in the northern area where the winter is covered by snow, artificial or electric lights is very important. So I used five different kinds of LED lights, that is green, blue, red, white, and I think yellow. And what I did was I used the vegetative cuttings of petunia and small plantlets of spathiphyllum. I let the petunia vegetative cuttings to form the roots for about 3 to 4 weeks, and then I started collecting data for both spathiphyllum and petunia regarding their morphological traits, flowering, and also the stromatal characteristics. And what I found was really interesting, because in most of the literature we see that red light regulates flowering and plant height, whereas in my case, in both the plants, plant height was regulated by blue light and flowering was also regulated by blue light in petunia. So this research, the main objective of this research is to build a foundation. For the first one is to combine different lights in different ratios to get a single recipe that is good for commercial propagators and growers. And the second one is we can also alternate the light in the light duration period and can get the desired kind of plant growth and development. And the third one is we can go more into depth into the genetics and molecular thing, and we can validate the results of more flowers under blue light. Thank you.